Everyone, welcome to our village board meeting. Would you stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Once again, good evening and welcome. And this village board meeting, are we on? Are we on? Hello? How's this? Better? There we go. And our village board meeting right before Thanksgiving, we can give thanks for everything we have here in Alloway and thankful for all the positive things that are going on. So, and thank you for being here tonight. So with that, we will start our meeting. Roll call, Trustee Harris.
Here.
Trustee Genrich.
Here.
Trustee Atwood.
Here.
President Rafter here. Trustee Dart.
Here.
Trustee Green.
Here.
All present and accounted for. Do I have a motion to modify or adopt the agenda?
I move to adopt.
Thank you. Seconded by Trustee Harris. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Announcements. Who wants to make the announcements? There we go. One of the announcements is regarding the South Riverside pedestrian crossing. If some of you have noticed, while driving down Riverside Drive, there are now two white stripes going across. Four white stripes going across Riverside Drive in preparation for the installation of the Hawk Crossing. They should be done hopefully in early December, but we should have that operational and ready to go. The fall leaf collection is being extended to December 1st due to our late leaf drop. The schedule is posted on the village website and is subject to snow conditions. Hopefully we don't get any of that. But if we do get heavy snow, we may need to stop the leaf collection. Are there any other announcements from staff? Any announcements from board? Trustee Harris.
Two meetings ago, we had a presentation by Tom Sigmund from New Water, and he had told us that there were, in terms of increases for 2018, it was 2% set aside for a market adjustment, as he called it, and then he said there was more for a merit increase. I asked him what that amount was, and he followed up quickly with an email, I believe it was even the next day, to give me that information. I just wanted to pass that along with a couple other things I had found. It's another 1.8%, so the amount of increases across the board in terms of salary for the New Water staff will be 3.8%. And then one of the other things I was looking at, because I backtracked a little bit onto their budget trying to understand where the 3.8 was. I know some of this is due to the R2V2. Thank you. Project. But in terms of user fees, looking back, 2013 actual user fees was about $26.5 million. They're projecting user fees of $34.1 million in 2018. So from the end of 13, so we've got 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 5 years, we've got about a little over a 28% increase in municipal user fees. The other thing I was curious about with regard to the salaries, I backtracked in terms of the 2018 budget, and the most recent one they have on their website is as of August 23rd. They've got roughly $10.5 million set aside for salaries and benefits. I worked with Julie a little bit just to get a ballpark comparison, and again, this is not precise. I don't know if their benefits will be exactly the same as ours, but just using ours as a guide, if we're at $16,000 in terms of per full-time equivalent, I had asked Tom what the number of full-time equivalents were with New Water. There's 98 of them. So you've got $10.5 million set aside for salaries and benefits for 98 FTEs. That comes out to about $107,000 per FTE. Pull out the, let's say, $16,000. Again, that's just my own guesstimate. 107 minus 16, you're at an average salary of $91,000 per FTE throughout there. I realize that some of the people in those positions are highly qualified for what they do, and that there's a strong demand for their services, but I was surprised at that dollar amount. So I just wanted to share that with the rest of the board, with some of the figures that get presented to us caught my attention.
Thank you very much, Trustee Harris. Any other announcements?
Heritage Hill State Historical Park has two Christmas weekends coming up, December 9th and December 16th, Saturdays from noon to 6. I encourage Heritage Hill and get some Christmas flavor going on over there. So there may be snow, there may not. They've done a lot of extra lighting of some of the outbuildings this year, so should be kind of neat. So check it out.
Very good. Thank you. Any other announcements?
One more, Jim, if I could, back to the New Water. I did also see that part of Tom's note to is the board, he pointed out that, I think it was the whole board, but in his note he said one board member did bring up that they'd like to have the budget meetings in the evening. So he is passing that along to them. I believe they're having their meeting on December 6th at 8:30 in the morning on the Quincy Street location.
And that's open to the public, right?
Yes.
So if anyone wants to go to a New Water budget meeting, December 6th at 8:30, at their Quincy Street location. Okay, any other announcements? Hearing none, we'll move on to agenda item number 4, presentation. We have guests here tonight to give us an update on the Rayburn condominiums.
Yeah, I'm up.
Welcome, folks.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Tom Vanderheide, Dave Coles. I just wanted to bring it just up to attention. We did a few more things. We started with some open houses. We've had...
Tom, if you don't mind, why don't you just give an update on location for the folks in the
house. 2222 Riverside Drive. It's the old Mariner Hotel site. So basically what we're looking at, having a proposal in the works, is a 51-unit, six-story condo project for there. So what I kind of gave you guys was an update from last time where we had a few elevations and some floor plans. I didn't bring all the floor plans along. We've started with a little bit of interior work. Things are going along really well. We've had 5 open houses. We've probably had 40 through. We have 4 commitments already. You'll see 3 of them in your packet as you go through that are committed to already, and we're working on the 4th one, redesign of a unit for her to do. So basically I wanted to let you know we're starting into interviewing architects. We are moving forward. The project's moving. Again, we are looking at 50% sold, but we think we need a little more for our marketing end as we're reaching out. We did one mailing, and you've kind of seen the sign out on Riverside. So most of our work so far has really come off the sign, Facebook. But other than that, things are going well. So we just kind of wanted to give you a little update where we were at, how things were going. Again, as we start moving forward a little more, I'm going to call it professional packet, and things as we start moving. We got prices set. They're kind of in your on your things. You see $199,000 to about $800,000 for the top floor. So things are good. So we just wanted to give you an update. We think that things are rolling, probably not as quickly as we thought they would get out on a selling, you know, and holding standpoint. But, you know, for a little bit of marketing and what we've done at this point, I think we're doing very, very well. So got good reception out of the people that came through. Again, we hold open houses on Mondays from 4:30 to 5:30. Welcome to come in and check out. We have the upstairs at the Mariner Hotel. So,
so before the project's a go for sure, you want to have 50% sold?
Yes. Okay. That's our goal. Now, it may come on a value end, you know, we get into that area, but I think we're going to stick pretty close to that 50% of the condo sold.
Okay, so about 25 units?
Right in that area, 20, 25, 26 in that area, so.
Okay. Any questions for Tom?
Two of the sold ones are on the top, right?
The largest two, and then you can kind of see combined two, so that's the four that are sold. The fifth one's 401 on below. The 501 that you see the sold sign on is spoken for, but we don't have a reserve check on it yet. So as soon as we get the reserve check signed on it, then we put sold on the paper. So we really have five. I mean, we should have five when I'm done with the redesign on that one. So, but again, hitting one or two a night that come in that are interested, and we've been working with them and following up. So from our end, I think our big kick we're going to hope is right after the 1st of January. We're looking to probably get our architect aboard, get a little more professional than my drafter did with us. But, I mean, it's working. It got the concept out to really see if we were going to be receptive in Green Bay with it, you know, in Alloway. And I think people are seeing it. They're understanding being on the river and their homes on the river. You know, that price goes along with it. So, but it's looking nice and going well, so.
Good. So the motel building would go away.
Motel and restaurant would be, yes. Yeah. And if you look, I think it's going to be your second or third page in. There's a site plan in there. It kind of overlays. Maybe it's more there.
Last one.
Is it the last page?
Yeah.
The overlay?
Yeah. So you can kind of see on the last page, if you go to the last page, the overlay and how the parking lot, we have a parking lot on both sides. Again, this is our preliminary end until we get into, you know, getting the architect to the site. We've met with Ma, we've met with McMahon, so we're starting to get that group set up. So our team's going to be put together that we're whole from our architectural builder and then our site people. So been doing all the research, working a little bit with the DNR for the bullets, you know, the slip.
What's their reception to that?
We can go, what was it, five, David?
Well, we have frontage to be able to put six slips in. Okay. If you get anything over that, then you have to apply for, the term, but you'll end up having to make some available to the public. And we don't know. That's kind of up in the air. That's kind of an after construction thing because the homeowners association would take care of that. So it's hard to say. I know one of the people that reserved definitely want one, but the other two, it didn't really matter to them. So
okay. We'll
see how that goes. But there will be six slips for sure.
And we're asking that question. So the questions when they come in, do you want them, you know, where we are? And if we get where we got the interest, I mean, it's going to be an extra fee for that. So we'll work through that as we go.
Okay.
So I'll try to keep you updated, you know, bimonthly as we roll through here, as we get in. And I'm thinking hopefully maybe back in February. Hopefully we have a good January. What we're thinking is right after Christmas, we're hoping to have a good kick. So I can come back if you want it, or, you know, let us know however you want it. We'd be more than welcome back.
Great, thanks. Brandy has a question for you.
Yes, Tom, because this has not gone to the Planning Commission, what is your anticipated time frame on that?
I'm thinking we're going to, let's get the architect aboard. We're hoping to have the architect probably sometime mid-December. Let's get him in, let's get it cleaned up from that end, get our, what we're really going to make or build. Let's get that cleaned up a little bit, and then we get together maybe sometime February, March, we get to the Planning Commission from a standpoint of, you know, here's where we're at. You know, again, I don't want to put something to lock us in until we, again, the floor plans are changing daily, you know, so. But from an elevation, we need to dress it up a little bit, I think, you know.
Yeah, you need some doors, I think.
Yeah, we need a few doors, and we need a little color to it. We need to clean it up. It's a nice-looking box right now, so.
Any other questions? Thank you very much, Tom. Thank you, gentlemen.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Good luck on your project. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, good Thanksgiving.
Okay. Wait a second here. Moving on to agenda item number 5, public appearances. Is there anyone in the audience this evening who would like to speak on something that is not on this evening's agenda?
Jim O'Rourke, 2339 Oakwood Avenue. Couple different issues. I was the former co-chairman of the bike ped committee, and this condominium complex looks great. I think it's wonderful. It's going to be good for the tax base, and I'd love to see condominiums on the water. They really improve property values in Alloway. I am concerned that there's no public access to the trail that goes down what used to be Marine Drive or Marine Street. It's now just a public drive. It's not just a private driveway between Schenck and the Mariner Hotel, so that there's no public access. That's the way that everybody from Alloway Avenue gets down to the trail. On Alloway Avenue, there's no sidewalks to make it down any further, so you have to cross the street there and walk down to the trail. So that's one of the concerns. And then on St. Joseph Street, on West St. Joseph Street, there also needs to be access to the trail. There's no crossing, and there's no public access until you get all the way down to the county land. That's all owned by the diocese and by private property owners, and that there should be in the comprehensive plan some way to get down to the trail for people who want to walk down there. So that was my first concern. I am concerned about the gag order that was put on me by Jim Rafter and the village with regards to my desire to see sidewalks on West St. Joseph Street. I was told that I couldn't talk the other day when it came up. There was an issue on the historic district coming up, the letter that came up. Also, I wasn't allowed to talk it then. So I do want to reserve my time to talk about the TID district when the budget does come up, and I'll let it go from there. Thank you.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak this evening on something that's not on the agenda? No? Clarence. Hearing none, we will move on to item number 6. The 2018 budget hearing. Is there anyone who we will open the public hearing? Is there anyone who would like to speak on this? Mr. Matuza, come on up.
Clarence Matuza, 2680 South Webster Avenue. You didn't think I was going to miss, did you? I was late, but I didn't miss.
We would have waited for you.
And last week, my wife, now this is the truth. Last week, my wife told me if I was leaving the door, don't get into any trouble.
Are you going to listen?
Yes, are you going to listen to your wife?
Yes, I'm only about 99.44% present nice.
There you go.
And I decided I was going to be nice tonight. Excuse me, I did have a number of questions. I met with Julie. I met briefly with Chris. I believe spent some time with the bride. They answered all my questions. Most of them fine. A couple were called satisfactory, where I have concerns, but I'm not going to raise an issue with you. A couple of them bride will issue directly. Okay.
Okay.
You think you got a nice looking budget? Your staff should be commended, particularly Julie. I mean, a nice looking document. Some numbers are changed, and she agrees with me. They don't present something the way she'd like to, but she's governed by laws and regulations. So, I also have confidence in all of you, and so I have your respect. One thing I found interesting, though, and this is not really a complaint, I was quite surprised that you only had one budget review meeting. which means one of two things. You were happy that you had no increased budget, so you let it go. Or you were so happy with what was presented that you considered it very satisfactory. Brad and I will ask about this afternoon, because he can recall times where the board would spend 45 minutes, an hour on a $500 item, mm-hmm. an hour later spending $50,000 bringing in high. So the only contrary thing I have, I still have a concern by the, I consider the excessive use of consultants or everything. You are elected. You have probably the best professional staff you've had in the history of the village. They should be able to do more of what you're finding out, in my opinion, because it costs money. And the other part of it is that I have an aversion to calling somebody in from outside to tell us how we should run our business. And that applies to my conservative nature. In other words, as the village goes, I hate you telling me what to do. As the village itself goes, I hate the federal government and state government telling us what to do. We know how to run our affairs pretty well. You do too. So, just food for thought, okay? One last thing. In the budget, what page is the jury for money? The tax comparison to the different municipalities.
I'll step back.
I reminded you last year to look at one of the last pages about the tax comparisons. I don't know how many of you did, or if you look at it this year, but I would ask you to look at it and study it and really think about it, because we used to have the lowest budget almost in the entire metro area. We no longer have what was the third highest. And if you look at the overall pictures, that should be a concern, and not on any specific item, but just think about it a little bit.
In terms of tax rate you're talking about?
Not the tax rate, the levy, and our comparison with the other communities. We used to be much lower than Ashwaubenon, and now we are higher than Ashwaubenon. Granted, they have much greater tax base, I know that. But just words of caution to be careful and keep watching that net. It hasn't gone up this year, so watch it for the future. Thank you very much for listening.
Thank you. Is anyone else interested in talking?
I got here without notes tonight. I want that.
And you can tell your wife you're not in trouble.
I'm good.
Anyone else like to speak on this item?
Jim O'Rourke, 2339 Oakwood Avenue. I was a former co-chairman of the Fed Committee. I'm concerned about excessive overhead in the TID district. It looks to me there seems to be a general feeling that TID money is free money, and that it comes from someplace outside of the village, which I believe that just about all of the TID money that we collected last year, which was, I believe, about $330,000, and the TID money that's projected for next year is $454,000. I believe that all comes from the taxpayers residing within the village here, because just about all the other communities have TID districts, and if you balance it out, everybody kind of pays for their own TID district, and it's kind of a hidden tax, and this money that is being spent on consultants, last year I think on page 7 it shows that we spent on economic expenditures, I think we spent about $120,000, of which only $20,000 went to the local businesses, and $100,000 went for overhead and supplies and consulting services and that type of thing. I don't think that we're making good use of our TID money, and then if we're going to spend $100,000 on something, it should go towards infrastructure repairs on the streets, should go towards sidewalks, and I don't think that we need to be spending $100,000 in overhead to spend $20,000 in improvements. That seems excessive. What I did notice is that on West St. Joseph Street, they've been doing what's called hot patches. There's been three large hot patches in the last month and a half on that street. That street has a very low PACE rating of 2, which according when I went to the public works meetings, anything with a two or a three should be replaced. And when those streets are replaced, that's when you put in the sidewalks. And right there, where they're doing the hot patches that are coming out of the general fund, at least one of them, that comes out of the general fund instead of the TIF fund, that is where the sidewalk that completes the Arboretum Trail that is in our comprehensive plan should be going. So I'd like the village board to take a look at why we're not doing any work, why we're not replacing West St. Joseph Street when it is a PACE rating of 2, and when that comes in, why we're not getting a sidewalk in there. I think it's because it's too difficult to put in, that you have to do some excavating, and that you have to put in a retaining wall. But those are something that you need to work with the adjacent property owners to get done. So, again, my concern is on page 7 of the budget. You're spending, you know, you're collecting $300,000-$400,000, and you're only spending $20,000 in real money to help the village, and you're spending $100,000 in overhead on consultants and supplies and staples, and then you're setting the rest aside for incentives for developers to build $90,000 apartments when you should be encouraging the nice condominiums like we saw the presentation from Mr. Coles earlier today. Thank you.
Is there anyone else who would like to say anything about the budget? Second time. Anyone want to speak? Third and final? Okay, we will close the public hearing. Thank you for your comments. Move on to action item number 7, the adoption of the 2018 budget. Do I have a motion on this item? Trustee Green.
So moved.
To approve?
To approve the budget.
Thank you. Trustee Genrick for a second.
I will second the budget approval.
Any discussion?
Do we need to make sure that it's tied in with the approval of Resolution
2017-34?
Yeah, we were talking about that. And it's kind of the horse and cart.
Yeah, I didn't know which was chicken, which was egg. So I'd rather ask.
I think we can approve the budget and then go on to that next agenda item.
Okay.
Any other discussion? Any comments? Any compliments?
Just a general, certainly like to lead with a compliment to all of our village staff for doing a lot of hard work. And I think what Mr. Matuszek mentioned, just one hearing, I think, or one budget meeting, you had the answer there. They really did their homework and looked at a lot of different scenarios and options and made our lives a lot easier. So a lot of hard work by the staff to get to that point. And then another point about consultants' fees, I know I've had some experience with that, and they all often seem expensive when you think, you know, we have staff people that can do that. But luckily with the consultant, you're not directly paying for a whole number of benefits and all those other things, and it's a identified project. You know what it's going to cost. You know what you're hoping you're getting out of it, and sometimes it just makes better sense. Always good to be prudent, however. But I think there's a time and a place, and I really think that with a lot of help from our staff, we have limited the use of consulting fees and consulting people.
Trustee Harris.
I want to second some of what Jim said and add to it in terms of the time we spend on the budget, in terms of the workshop that is bringing everything together of all the work that's been done for months prior. I think all of the I'll speak for the board members. You can correct me where you think I'm wrong. We have so much confidence in what the staff does to pull it together. Staff makes our job easy. The other thing I think that goes on is that each year we're learning a little bit more about, okay, this worked, this didn't work, and that makes it more efficient for all of us. I'm proud of us that we put it together, and I just happy what we've been able to do as a group. But staff did all the work. We just got them.
Yes.
Comment I have is that with the property that we have, and if you look at the back page of the handout on the budget, and it talks about the net new construction where we can get the additional monies. That's where Alloway's kind of, well, last year we had, was it $9 or $10 million in total new construction, but the majority of it was from nonprofits. So, and we can't tax nonprofits. So I do think we're going to see our equalized value and the net new construction next year. Hope to see that significantly increase with some of the developments and some of the vacant property that we have, the nice project we see here. It speaks to the need to do something very interesting with the prison property. Adding $80 million to the tax rolls would help. But knowing this, I think the staff has done an admirable job of cutting costs, saving less, doing more with the money we have, and still keeping up with, I think, some of the best services in the area. You know, you hear about other areas looking to impose wheel taxes for services that we provide as part of our tax. So I think it all, we do have a higher tax rate, but all in all, I think we, for what we provide, I think we do a good job. But I thank the staff for their hard work and look forward to more hard work. Any other comments?
With all the scrutiny over line by line, 2019's budget is going to be two more steps difficult.
I want to take the opportunity to express the gratitude to the staff. We spent a lot of time together scrutinizing anything and everything that's in the budget, anywhere from going through even summer wages, these part-time staff, making sure that we're not allocating more hours or in more money than what is actually we're getting out of it. So it's a lot of work. I think some of the points have been made. We're net new construction. That's what we need to look at. And trying to keep up. And it's not trying to keep up with the neighbors, but it's the investment into the community that the board has taken as a priority and staff has taken as a priority. And that goes from all staff. All staff is out there trying to save money wherever they can. So, you know, the accolades have to go to the entire staff. And we just sit here and help put it together, but it's not without the help from the staff. So just wanted to share that.
Thank you. Any other comments? Hearing none, we have a motion to approve the budget as presented, and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Action item number 8, resolution 2017-34 regarding the spending of Lambeau Field excess sales tax. Do I have a motion on this item? Trustee Green.
Move to approve resolution 2017-34.
Thank you. Do I have a second? Trustee Atwood. Any discussion?
Can I ask what the resolution contains?
The resolution contains, and I won't read the whole thing because it talks about, but what it is allocating, what's the exact dollar amount? We're allocating $14,250 from the stadium tax refund to the general fund.
Thank you.
Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Action item number 9, committee appointment. As you know, we have openings and committees, and we were contacted by Jason Alberts from the Village. He is a paraprofessional for the Green Bay school system. And Mr. Alberts has graciously offered to participate on the Board of Ethics Committee. And when I told him that committee doesn't meet very often, but he wants to get involved in the Village, he then offered to be an alternate member on both the Board of Appeals and the Plan Commission. So we thank Mr. Alberts for his generosity of his time and talent, and we look forward to working with him. And I have a motion, so I'm going to make a motion to appoint Mr. Alberts to the Board of Appeals, Board of Ethics, and Plan Commission. Do I have a second? Trustee Harris. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Action item number 10, approval of CSM for parcel AL 1533-247 Miramar Drive. Do I have a motion on this item?
I'd make the motion to approve.
Thank you. Do I have a second? Trustee Green. Any discussion?
I can only assume that the property owner has been trying to sell the house for kind of an extended period of time, and I'm looking at this as maybe they're kind of creating an option either for a future buyer to either buy the house plus the lot and maybe reduce the original asking price. Those are just my assumptions, but if it would help out the property owner, and you're still left with two very nice sized lots, typical lots. I think it's on a double lot now, so we're basically just redrawing existing with a bump out for the garage there. So it would seem to make a lot of sense.
Any other discussion? We have a motion and a second to approve. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Action item number 11, Class A beer liquor license for Pit Row Inc. at 2203 South Webster Avenue, and request for refund. Back a couple of meetings ago, we approved a liquor license transfer basically from the current property owner to Pit Row. And they were expecting to purchase the property. They were not going to purchase the property because the owner decided to sell to someone else. And so Pit Row paid the $489.04 for the prorated liquor license, which they did not use, and they are asking for a refund. Do I have a motion on this item?
I'd make a motion to refund.
Okay, do I have a second? Trustee Dart. Any discussion? Trustee Harris.
Just curious, have we received an application from the person or company who's taking it over? Okay, just curious. Thank you.
Any other discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Action item number 12. Ordinance 2017-10, electing not to require the bond on the treasurer provided by SEC Section 70.67(1), Wisconsin Statutes, and pursuant to 70.67(2), Wisconsin Statutes, obligate the village to pay, if the treasurer shall fail to do so, all taxes of any kind required by law to be paid by such treasurer to the county treasurer. Do I have a motion on this item? Or would we like clarification?
Yeah, clarification would be good. I know the history of this or what.
Does someone want to give clarification?
It's clear as mud, yeah.
Pardon me? Yeah.
You want to try it, Evan?
Okay. Act 52 was recently passed, and they require the treasurer now to have a bond which is equal to the amount of state and county taxes apportioned to the municipality, which is $4 million. So a bond would cost approximately $1,000. One quote was $1,000, one was $800. Or we can adopt an ordinance that would state that the village would be responsible if the treasurer did not pay the taxes. I don't even have the ability, I don't have access to that much money either way. So in our opinion, the ordinance would be
sufficient.
Better deal.
Has there been the history of the Wisconsin Act 52, have there been instances in other municipalities that created some concern? I mean, it seems like overreach.
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
And in fact, our insurance carrier has increased basically matching what we had for the bond in the in the past, which every year Debbie or the village would pay for a bond of $300 and some for $250,000 in coverage. So our insurance carrier already has that, so therefore we're not, it's not needed. So therefore we felt that everything is in place, the checks and balances, the signing off, all that is already in place. So to pay the additional $800 to $1,000 just didn't make sense.
I guess it started with Act 51, which is why I had the first bond. As clerk treasurer, as clerk and as the treasurer and the judge all need to be bonded. And Act 51 took that out, that we could have through our insurance agency the dishonesty insurance policy, which we already had. We just increased that to make up the difference.
Okay.
So now we're covered for not only all of our employees are covered through our insurance, plus the treasurer needs to be accountable for the taxes, and that's why we're doing the ordinance.
Okay, thank you for that clarification. Do I have a motion on this item?
Trustee Green.
I move to approve the ordinance.
Thank you. Seconded by Trustee Harris. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Action item number 13, health insurance renewal. Mr. Lang.
That time of year again. Initially we were under the impression that our health insurance was 15%. We budgeted for 10, it came in at 9%. Is that a victory? I guess in the eyes of some, yes, considering where it could have gone. And so what we're looking for, the insurance committee met with Michael True, who is our representative or broker, I should say, and agree and recommend the board approve re-signing with the United Health as our carrier.
Okay. Do I have a motion on this item?
Move to approve.
Trustee Harris moves to approve. Seconded by Trustee Dart. Any discussion?
Just that it seems rather masochistic to think that a 9% increase is good,
yeah.
But given the context, it's good.
Yeah,
I would agree.
Just a follow-up to that. The insurance committee is going to be meeting with Michael after the first of the year to talk about other options that might be out there for us. And with not knowing what the federal government is going to do, you know, we're still in limbo.
Well, thank you. We have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Action item number 14. Anyone on the board want to see something put on a future agenda item? Hearing none, we'll move on to item number 15. Do I have a motion to adjourn? No one wants to leave. Trustee Genrich. Seconded by Trustee Dart. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you very much, everyone.